Hello, everybody, and welcome to Comfy Club, an excuse for two best friends to talk about video games. And today, we're actually going to talk about our husbands. So,
smoochy.
We actually got an incredible message from a listener. So shout out Mariah. Thank you so much.
One of the highlights of the year.
For real. And one of the things she mentioned was that her partner played video games and she'd never really gotten into it. And then after listening to our podcast a little bit, she started picking up some cozy games. And it just meant so much to us and was so funny because it really parallels like our experience being somebody who plays video games and being married to people who play video games. Mm-hmm. And I think we're typically kind of the exception to like the gender stereotype where we've been playing video games since we were children, like since we were in elementary school. So this has always been like a core part of our personality. And I don't think it was something we would have, you know, put on a list of like things to prioritize, but I don't think there was ever a world where we could have gotten married to somebody who didn't play video games.
Could you imagine?
Or like have some sort of like way to understand that. Like that's the thing that always blows my mind is like, I see how confusing it must be to somebody who like doesn't play video games because neither of us are like really that into like football. Like football's a great example where it's like people get really into that. And if you don't get it, like you just don't get it, you know? And I could see like video games appearing like some sort of childish thing. And there's so many different video games that there's like the additional level of like if you don't understand video games, but then you also don't understand like the genre of game that somebody's playing, it really doesn't make any sense, you know?
Right.
Like, so it's very fascinating to me, like, relationship dynamics when a hobby like gaming comes into play, you know?
Yeah, one of my other best friends growing up, she has never played video games. She has no interest in gaming. And, you know, her significant other also doesn't play video games that I'm aware of. And so I see them out on Instagram. They're out on the town all the time, going
every
places, doing things.
Every time we see them on Instagram, we're always like, man, that looks so fun. They're really like out there living their best life. Yeah. Meanwhile, we are actively choosing to not do that.
Yeah. Literally played Bear and Breakfast all day yesterday.
Yeah.
And Jacob was on his computer playing WoW all day yesterday.
Yep.
And that's just how you spend the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm a gamer and you're married to a gamer. Awesome.
So Ben is a teacher, and so he took off the week of our wedding, and then he has had 2 weeks off, so he goes back to work today when this comes out. And both of our husbands play WoW. JC's a little bit more than mine, but they both, like, play WoW, and when Ben gets into it, he, like, really gets into it. And so I think a new expansion came out on WoW Classic or something, like, I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with it.
Yeah.
Again, we love games, but once you get into, like, there's so many different types of games. If you get it, you get it. And if you don't, I don't really get WoW, you know? I tried to. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But he was talking about he had leveled. He was like, yeah, I was like kind of doing the math and, like, with all the characters I've been leveling and blah, blah, blah. I've probably put, like, 75 hours into it, I think, over the break. And he was like, the way he was saying it was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I spent that much time on it. Wow, so crazy. Again, he's had literally nothing else to do, basically.
Yeah.
For two whole weeks. So 75 hours across 2 weeks.
That just sounds like 4 days of gaming to me.
Literally, because I literally was like, Ben, so we got married, and then I got super sick, and then I've also had 8 days of work, okay, in this same time period. I put almost 60 hours into Coral Island in the same amount of time, and I was like, he just was like, yeah, it just was like a lot, you know, I feel like I could have been doing something else, and I'm like, cannot relate to that feeling.
Yeah, what else would you be doing?
Yeah, I was like, I already put 60 hours into Coral Island, and I've only had, like, just the weekends to play it, basically. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you.
It's just nice having similar hobbies, because mm-hmm. then no guilt comes yes. into it. Like, yes, yeah. I feel no guilt about, you know,
yeah.
oh, I should have been doing this yesterday. I mean, yeah, I probably should have done the dishes, but I'll do them today. It'll take me 20 yeah. minutes, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but if y'all are both spending your day that way, then it's not like, no, I don't want to hang out with you. I want to games. Like, we're both gaming together yeah. in separate rooms.
Yeah. This happens pretty regularly. I'm sure it probably happens at your place too, where you're like, hey, I know we kind of talked about like watching something, but I kind of want to play my video game, you know? Mm-hmm. And the other person's like, yes.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, I'll go play games too.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. It's really fun. And I also really like it because, obviously, like, we get to talk about video games, but we see each other literally every day. You know, we mm-hmm. work together. And so Ben gets to play games with his friends that live in Austin. So, like, that's really big for him, is getting to, like, hang out with them. And, like, that's his, like, friend hangout time, is playing games with them. So it also is, like, it's nice to be able to understand that. And also something that, like, I guess it's, like, a internet safety and, like, a generational thing. But, like, it's nice to be around people who understand that, like, when you play games with people, those are, like, real people. And I feel like yeah. there's kind of, like, a generational and, like, lack of video game knowledge where, like, if you said, like, oh, I'm going to go play World of Warcraft with my friends online. And then you were like, oh, what friends? And they were like, oh, just some friends that I only know on World of Warcraft that yeah. I've never met in real, like, I don't know these people in real life. And they'd be like, how do you know they're real people? Blah, blah, yeah. blah. Like, there's like a weird kind of like, it doesn't, they're not real people. And I'm like, they are, you know?
They have
and
families. It's cool to like,
yeah.
I know all their kids' names.
I love getting updates. So Jacob, Jason's husband, has been in this guild for like ever. Right?
He's been playing with the same group of people for longer than we've been together. So, yeah. Since he was like, I don't know, 12 or whatever.
Yeah. And it is always so fun hearing weird little life updates about these people that, like, I really don't know. Like, JC's played with them in WoW sometimes, you know? But to me, they're like made up characters in a story. And it's fun to get, like, ooh, little updates, like, whoa. It's just, like, it's so funny.
Yeah, it's really interesting, because I think I grew up in a house where, and maybe it's because my mom was a single mom, so she just thought anything that occupied my time was, like, a good thing, but she was yeah. always very supportive of me playing video games, like, we were poor, and if I wanted this $20 PS2 game, I think she saw that as, okay, but that's X amount of time, you know, yeah. that you're going to spend on this, so it's worth the $20.
Yeah, and that's how we really track, like, what we think a game is worth, also. Yeah. Like, even now, is kind of like, do I think that, like, the amount I paid for it, I got my money's worth out of it, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Jacob got that at his grandparents' house, and he lived with his grandparents for a lot of his childhood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, grandparents just spoil their grandkids anyway. So any game he wanted, that's when he started playing WoW, yeah. which you have to pay for monthly. So good luck explaining that to a parent.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I know.
Yeah.
It's like, that's another thing, too, that I'm really happy, like, I won't have to deal with, because both of my parents also played video games. So I come from, like, a pretty heavy gaming background. So, like, oh, yeah. growing up, my mom was, like, the primary video game player in our household. Like, even now for her birthday and for Christmas and, like, probably not anniversaries, but, like, any sort of gift-giving holiday, my dad looks up, like, what the most recent, like, AAA RPG game is or an entirely brand new console.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, for me, like, I couldn't even imagine being in a relationship with somebody who, like, didn't understand the appeal of, like, video games, like, mm-hmm. at all, you know? So it's just really cool, like, hearing about somebody having, like, this new dynamic, you know, where now they're like, oh, okay, I get it. I didn't get that one, but right. now I get the idea.
Yeah. And the Jacobs family, I don't think they really get it. And so no. it's always, like, this, like, awkward, like, what do you mean you have to play this game at this time every week? Yeah. I'm like, well, because yeah. you get it, and then you gotta explain it, and you have to. But I think, like, his uncle kind of is starting to understand, like, the actual work Jacob has to put into being, like, the guild leader and, like, putting together the groups every week and managing. Man, there's so much guild drama. And it's wild. I'm like, so all of these grown men are fighting over this game. That's cool. Like, don't yeah. they have, like, jobs to do?
You know, it's about escapism.
It is.
You know?
But.
And something that I've also found, and we've both experienced this, I think we talked about this a little bit in our World of Warcraft Is It Cozy episode, when we talked about, like, JC's playstyle in particular, and my inability to learn how to play the game. But being with somebody who plays the same games differently from you is a trip. Like, it is
yeah.
wild. So when Ben got into Shop Titans, oh my god. I have never, like, fundamentally been, like, I don't know if mentally if I can recover from this conversation we had. like I'll watch him play it, and I'm constantly like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that bad? Like, what mm-hmm. do you mean you're not doing it like this? Like, it's wild. He, like, tries to, like, game the market, and then, like, I'll sell excess components on the market. So, like, I'm constantly running quests, which is why my shop is always full. But then I also am always full on components. And so I'll just sit down for, like, 10 minutes, probably, like, once a week, and I'll sell all of my components down to, like, 200 or 300, you know, and yeah. I'll just spend time doing that. And Ben is like, why are you doing that? I'm like, because I just, why not? I just get the money now, you know, and, like, that's it, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he's over here trying to, like, game the market, be like, oh, well, I have this that sells for this much and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I really don't have the time for the mental math to go in and look at each item and be like, okay, if I sell this, like, if I surcharge this, how much is it going to be worth? And if it's, like, a non, like, base item, like, if it's a higher level, then, like, if the king buys it, how much will I get from that? And then is that more or less than what's on the market and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I can't do that.
I, like, never open the market.
Yeah. And, like, it's just, like, stuff like that. And there was something else that, like, I don't remember that, like, the way he was playing, I was like,
yeah.
Why are you, ew, stop it.
That's how I am when I watch Jacob play, like, Assassin's Creed, which I've never actually played myself, but I have a lot of opinions
watched a lot
when
of
I
it.
Watch it play. Because, you know, like, a lot of the time, you're an assassin, you're supposed to be sneaky, mm-hmm. and he's just not a sneaky guy.
No.
He just wants to run in guns blazing, and then he dies. And I'm like, well, you're supposed to sneak around. He's like, I don't want to sneak around. And then he,
well, that's,
you know,
the game.
But he ends up beating it anyway, so it's like, yeah. Well.
You know, you can definitely brute force that game enough to, like, do it, yeah. you know, but, yeah.
But that's why it's nice to have the same hobby, but different spheres.
Yes. Then you don't butt heads over something like
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just, like, God. Growing up, I would go to your house, and we would both play Sims, but on our separate laptops, but in the same room.
Just so. Next to each other.
Yeah.
Just, we would, like, sit on the floor, like, in front of the couch, and there would be something on TV, and we would just be both sitting there playing Sims next to each other. Mm-hmm. Like,
all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's fun. And I will say, too, like, I think a kind of more, like, modern, or, like, I guess, like, trendy version of this dynamic and we're both kind of doing this now as well too, is the gamer boyfriend and the like book reading girlfriend, you know? And I think that dynamic also kind of like works the same way because both parties are like, oh, I'm going to go hang out in a fantasy land.
Yeah.
Like that's it, you know?
They're both like solitary hobbies. Yeah. Like neither involves the other person.
Yeah.
So which they can both coexist in the same space.
Yeah. Speaking of solitary hobbies, how do you feel
about
like
solitaire? No. Because my mom is a beast.
Solitaire beast. I'm going to say, you've played WoW with Jacob, but what other games have you played? Have you played any other games with Jacob? You've played like
Baldur's Gate.
Oh, yeah. No, we've obviously.
Valheim.
Yeah.
Phasmophobia.
This is the other thing, too, is like finding games to play together. Sometimes. And I will say, he's going to hate that I said this. It's been one of like our main relationship contentions is that I think that Ben doesn't like to play games with me. And I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at the situation because I do understand how playing games with me can be frustrating. You know, especially because, like, we have different play styles, and I'm very, like, I don't know, sometimes I'm, like, really gung-ho about stuff, and, like, if I understand something and somebody else doesn't understand something, I'm kind of like, I don't know how to help you with this. Like, I just get it, you know? And so, and, like, we play with his friends a lot, who I get along with great, but, like, the dynamic is a little bit different. And so, like, we've played Overcooked a bunch, which is fun. But again, that's like a stressful game.
That is stressful.
I have been seeing these TikToks of this like older couple. I don't know if I sent you
the Yes Chef.
No, but it's this older couple and they're playing Overcooked together. And she's like a gamer and he's not. And he's just like playing. And so they're playing Overcooked and she has paused the game and she's like, they're doing like a salad. I think they're in like a salad restaurant or something, or like they're doing salads and fish or something. There's like salad stuff and there's fish. And she's like, she has this really thick accent. It's so cute. She's like, I need you to look up here and I need you to be looking up here in this corner. Because if you look right here, you can see there's lettuce and then there's lettuce and tomato. And you have plated up fish and cucumbers. We don't need fish and cucumbers. You need to be looking up here. So you can see that we need lettuce and tomatoes and we don't need fish. And he's like, oh, it's just so hard to look up there. And she's like, well, you need to.
Yeah.
You need to look up there.
I saw one and it was opposite. The husband had paused the game and they had gotten like 3 stars on a level or something. He was like, this, you see this? This can't continue to happen. You need to pay attention to what they want. Cause sometimes they don't want fries and the thing. Sometimes they just want fries. And you keep just making both of them. And it's a waste of money. And she's like, yes, chef.
Yeah, I will say one of the hardest things about playing games with my husband and his friends is that one of his best friends, who we play games with all the time, is also named Ben.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of, like, last names whenever we're playing with them together. And then really just a lot of yelling. And you just have to assume sometimes that people are doing what they need to be doing.
Right.
Which is really fun. But yeah, like, I'm trying to think what other games I've played with him. I don't think I ever played WoW with Ben. I think I just played by myself. Because what I hate is when people try to, like, do the thing for me. You know? And I didn't want him to be like, oh, I got you this armor, and here, I'll come help you, like, kill all this stuff that I'm, like, way over-leveled for, and I'm, like, struggling, because I'm like, well, then I'm not
getting, like, game experience.
Earning it, yeah. And I'm not, like, getting the benefit of killing the things, because now I'm not going to level up, because you killed all of them, and, like, stuff like that. You know? And so, like, it's hard to find games that really, like, fit into, like, a good co-op mode. Oh, The Forest is another one that we've played together that is always really fun because there's like a lot of building stuff and it's nice to have like extra eyes around, you know?
Right.
I'm trying to think what else we've played together. Not that much, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It, It was intimidating to play WoW. I started playing WoW in college just because Jacob mm-hmm. was playing it. And when he first asked me out, he had to have this whole conversation with me about how there's this game he plays and he has to spend this amount of time on it every week. And, like, is that going to be a deal breaker? And I was like, I play games. No. Yeah. My brother taught me clingy girlfriends are awful. So whatever you want to do. And at that time, he was, like, hardcore rating, right? Mm-hmm. Now he's just, like, it's pretty casual. It's all very toned down from when we first started dating. But he had, like, part-time job level of commitment hours every week in this game in college. And hearing this side, like, I can hear him playing this game and talking to his friends, and they have, like, a bind, so, like, a little secret channel in Discord that they all talk to each other on. So, like, if they're raiding with the whole group, then they're shit-talking on this bind and, like, complaining and screaming about these people. I'm like, why would I want to play this game? It sounds awful and stressful. Yeah. He's like, no, it's not. It's fun. Like, it sounds like everyone's mean. He's like, nobody would be mean. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was definitely intimidating playing. But, like, there's this whole other side of the game, which we talked about in the Is It Cozy episode. But, yeah, it's fun, though. I don't mind playing with him. I think it's fun.
I'll
hop in, like, a raid every once in a while if they need me.
Yeah, and it's different expectations. Like, mm-hmm. when you jump in, like, they know where you're at.
And everyone's super nice to me.
Yeah.
Like, this is the boss's wife.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what button do I press? Like, I wiped a raid one time because right-clicked instead of left-clicked or opposite. And everyone was like, that's okay. You didn't specify. How are you supposed to know?
Oh, they're so nice to you. Yeah. When I was in college, so Ben and I have known each other for over a decade now. And we were like, we kind of talked a little bit in college, but mostly, like, he and I both, like, dated other people. And there was, like, a group of guys that were all friends, and they all played League of Legends together, which I'm so sorry to anybody who even knows anybody who plays League of Legends. I pray for you. And then there were, you know, all these girls that were friends that were, like, dating to or, like, talking to these guys or whatever, or even just, like, friends with them. And it was so funny to be hanging out with girls that were talking to any of these guys that were playing. And a lot of times there would be, like, you know, multiple couples, right, in this dynamic. And a League of Legends match is approximately 45 minutes, which, first of all, is so long. It's so crazy to me. I'm like, that's so long for a game that you can't get out of, you know?
Right.
And it was so funny because we all just kind of got accustomed to this sort of, like, weird sporadic texting timeline where, like, in the evening or, like, on the weekend, if there wasn't a party or something like that, you would be texting with a guy. You'd be like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 like, this is what we're doing, da-da-da. And then just without warning, no contact, 45 minutes. Yeah. You would not hear back for 45 minutes, even though it was, like, on the minute. Like, that was all you're doing, texting back and forth immediately, 45 minutes of silence. And then you would get, like, 10, 15 minutes of more texting, and then 45 minutes of silence. And it was just so funny because, like, we would even pick up on the fact of, like, oh, who was playing to get, like, who was grouped up? Because it was more than, like, a single group of guys that were playing League of Legends. So you would be like, oh, you know, oh, person A's group just started. Oh, okay, person B's group is still, like, waiting to get into a match, you know? Mm-hmm. And it just was so funny to, like, see that kind of dynamic, but also to be in groups that, like, understood it and were, like, okay with that. They were like, oh my gosh, these boys playing League of Legends. Everyone's like, okay, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it also helps that sometimes it also helps that you really know what your guy's up to. You know? You're not like, oh, he stopped texting me. I wonder where he's at. No, you know.
Yeah. He's just playing hella well.
Yeah, he's just playing League. It's fine. You know.
Do you see the TikToks of guys posting like gameplay videos of their girlfriends, and it's usually Hogwarts. And it's the first time their girlfriend has ever played a video game ever. And it's just like them trying to go up a staircase and like just not understanding like moving both of your joysticks at the same time, you know, like fundamentals.
I will say that was something that like I do remember when we got the PlayStation 1. And we went straight from having the Nintendo Entertainment System, like the original Nintendo with like the little square controller, to a PlayStation 1, which didn't have analog sticks yet. Right? Yeah. It didn't have analog sticks. And then we went to the PlayStation 2, which did have the analog sticks. Am I crazy? The PlayStation 1 didn't have analog sticks.
I think it does.
Does it?
Yeah. Let me Google it.
Because it's so small.
PS1 controller. Oh, you're right. Oh, wait. No, yeah. It does. Wait, what?
It does?
Some of them do. Maybe it didn't release with them, and then they added them later? No. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why some of these do.
Weird. But, key being, I remember learning to play video games before analog sticks were introduced.
Yeah.
And honestly, having to learn how to do analog sticks was so difficult, especially when you're coming from like, because almost all of the buttons you are pressing with your thumbs.
Right.
And when you look at the number of buttons and things you got to move and then the number of thumbs you have, you think, that's not the same number. There's so many more buttons.
And then Xbox comes along.
Yeah. And like now, that's how I feel sometimes when I'm playing the PlayStation 5, is like, I'm just like, how many more buttons did we need? You know, like the big center thing is like its own button. And then there's like weird little like secret things like underneath, like in the middle, like buttons. And then like there's like the short press and like the full press on like the trigger keys. And I'm like, and then, oh my God, the first game I played where you had to press down on
like
the sticks, on the analog sticks, the L3 and R3, I literally was like, this is insane. This is absolutely crazy. And so, like,
I can't for the life of me ever open, like, the pause menu in Baldur's Gate.
Yeah. When I need to pause, I feel like I'm pressing, like, six different buttons. I'm like, which one is it? What do I do again? Like, it's crazy. And so, like, it's one of those things where I couldn't imagine starting from, like, zero and having no idea, but I do definitely understand how even using the analog sticks can be confusing, because I was confused by it, you know? And just coming from, like, having never touched a video game before, wild to me.
Right. You know? Exactly. Yeah. It's, like, a foreign concept to us, so.
Yeah.
It's or interesting even, like, to see that.
I'm sure some of these people that are, like, in this scenario, even if they have played a video game, I would put good money that it was on the Nintendo DS. And it was probably
Nintendo
a game,
DS
like,
is solid.
I want to say, it was probably a game like Nintendogs, where you didn't really move around. Like, it was a side-scroller sometimes at best, you know? Like, when you were walking the dog. And so, like, yeah, just the idea that I don't know if I could explain. Like, if somebody was like, I've never played any video games before, show me how, I would be like, this is going to end our friendship. Like, I don't know how I could do that.
I think, you know? Especially for if they are somebody like our age or older, like, I feel like younger than us, they just innately know how, like, technology works.
Yeah.
So it would be interesting. But yeah, if you were in a relationship with the gamer and you didn't play games at all, I can definitely see how it's a very intimidating thing.
And especially because, like, a lot of times the dynamic, and again, not saying, like, this is every single case, and not saying, like, men don't play these kinds of games, but, like, a lot of times the dynamic is, like, a man who plays Madden or Call of Duty and then a woman who's never played a video game before, you know? And I think those types of games are still pretty inaccessible to me. And so I couldn't imagine, first of all, I don't even think those games are interesting. No. So I totally get, like, seeing somebody who plays those games and being like, this is not for me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't and not get it. Getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I'm not even interested in, like, the material to even bother learning the mechanical part of it, you know? And so I'm just curious, like, what that dynamic would be like if you had never played a video game and then, like, you start dating somebody who just, like, plays Animal Crossing, you know? Like,
yeah.
How would that dynamic be different than being like, oh, yeah, my boyfriend, like, rage quits this war game all the time, yeah, you know? Yeah,
throws a controller
yeah.
against Which, the wall.
I will say, not to get, like, really into, like, gender and racial cultural politics and stuff, I never understood the controller throwing thing until one time I was playing, it wasn't Assassin's Creed, it was... What was the one
Kingdom
that they made?
Kingdom Hearts 2.
God, no. It was another game. It's like not Prince of Arabia. I want to say the
Prince
subtitle
of Persia?
Was like... Yeah, that's what it was. It was Prince of Persia. I think the subtitle was Sands of Time. It was the first Prince of Persia game I'd ever played and probably the only one. And there was this level that was so hard and I was getting so close to the end. I could see the end and I was getting so close. It was like this crazy thing where you had to like surf down the sand and there were obstacles, blah, blah, blah. And you had to like dive to either side. You know, like we've all seen it in like a Tomb Raider or Assassin's Creed or like whatever. Like these levels happen. I did throw the controller. Trying to play this game. I felt literally blinded by rage, you know? And, like, it was insane. I felt bad. Avery was there, so she saw this happen. But I literally threw the controller and left the room, and Avery was like, do you want me to, like, try to beat it, or, like, do you want to say, like, turn it off? I was like, I don't care! I hope that controller's broken! Like, I was... so pissed. And so, like, the other thing I do all the time, especially, I don't play Overwatch anymore because I stopped playing after the controversy. When I upgrade my computer, I'm probably going to start playing Overwatch again.
Yeah.
But that and there's
Kenzie
another
gets
game.
Angry playing that game.
I really do. There was another game that I was playing recently where I did it, and I was like, oh my god, I haven't done this since I stopped playing Overwatch over a year ago. But my mouse, I will slam it on
slam
my computer
it?
Desk.
Yeah.
Yes. When I get mad, I literally am like banging it on my computer desk. Like it's embarrassing, you know? And so I can't imagine being on the receiving end, like being a viewer of somebody with that kind of dynamic with a video game and being like, that looks fun.
Yeah. No. Oh, can I do that?
Yeah. Oh, you know what I would love? If I just raised my blood pressure for no reason and potentially broke something that costs a lot of money. Like, that sounds great, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't start there.
Yeah.
I think starting with the cozy little PC
game. A legit
game.
Cozy game, yeah.
Because, you know, presumably you already have a laptop. Mm-hmm. I mean, who doesn't have a computer of some sort?
Yeah.
Or, you know, even you could go GameStop, get, like, an old DS or something.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. And the Switch is super, super accessible. I think, like, a lot of the games that are on it are normally pretty accessible. And, you know, they have a pretty good idea of what their target audience is. So, like, it's not going to be, like, you're wanting for choice, you know? Like,
right.
When you have a Switch, it's going to be a lot of cozy games, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Typically, going with Nintendo, you'll get
a
lot.
Good bet.
Yeah. It's really like the Xbox and PlayStation, where you get more of the stereotypical, like, alpha male games.
Yes. It's to the point where, like, I grew up as a PlayStation girly, you know? Like, that was our first big console, and so my mom has had every PlayStation iteration ever.
Yeah.
And when I got my first Xbox, which was a gift from a boyfriend, because he had too much money to spend, because he just had a job and
no wasn't bills, because you're in high school.
Yeah, exactly. And he bought me an Xbox 360. And first of all, I loved that console, honestly. I still, like, it is still hanging around in my house here. Hasn't been plugged in in years. It probably does.
I thought honestly. You tried to turn it on and you had, like, the red light of death or something.
No, I don't think so. I don't.
I wish my PS3 worked.
I have a Wii. Oh, no, we have two Wiis for some reason. I have a PlayStation 3 that you could probably have.
I think so. Jacob can fix ours.
Yeah. That's the other nice thing is having people who can fix stuff.
Yes, it's very nice.
But yeah, like, even an Xbox now, like, I don't know. Because we were looking at getting, like, a big console a couple years ago. And Ben got me the PlayStation 5 for Christmas last year. And I just don't want an Xbox just because of, like,
the vibes. Yeah.
You know? I don't. And someone's like, oh, like, what games do you play? I'm like, well, I play on my computer and then I play on the PlayStation 5. I don't want to say, oh, yeah, and I play on the Xbox.
Yeah.
Then
are you playing Madden and Halo?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, it is a little judgy of us, for sure. It is. But, like,
I've never been an Xbox person, though.
Yeah. And I think
the controller's really cool, dumb. I think the games suck.
We should do, like, a whole episode on, like, different consoles and, like, target audiences. Because I just remember getting the Xbox. And, like, I have really big hands for a woman. Like, I've got really long fingers. Like, I just have pretty big hands. And I remember switching from the PlayStation controller to the Xbox 360 controller. And I literally was like, how do you hold this? Like, I feel like I couldn't reach the button. Like, it's so bulky. And that is a literal direct relationship to the target audience that they had. Because the target audience was, like, teenage and young adult men who naturally have bigger hands than most women, you know? So, like, obviously, like, the controller is going to be a little bit bigger, you know? And so it's really cool to see, like, game design and, like, console design with a target demographic in mind, you know?
Xbox is sexist. You heard it here first. What? Right from Mackenzie's mouth.
That's it. You got me. Look, I would rather have a kind of bulky sexist controller than the uncomfortable Switch. That's one of the main reasons I don't like playing the Switch.
I think the Switch is so comfortable.
It makes my hands cramp up. I feel like I'm like, the only way I can't play it all together. Like, if I have
I never played it all together.
Yeah. Like, playing it like that, I'm literally like, who thought this was, like, a good idea?
I mean, I don't mind it when it's all together, but
I think it's the coziest
little controllers is because I'll be playing Animal Crossing. I am completely horizontal on the couch. Mm-hmm. My arms, they're like this.
Crisscrossed.
They're crisscrossed. I'm basically napping while playing a game. Like, my arms, my hands completely independent of each other. And I just love that because then I'm not like, I have to hold this thing. Like, I don't feel like I'm really holding anything.
Yeah.
I love it. You should just get a pro controller, though.
We have one, but I, like, if I want to play it in bed, you know, then it feels silly to, like, take the thing off and then put them in a controller, like, when it's right there. But I did see a really cool thing targeted, you know, on TikTok that was basically, like, a whole controller dock for the whole Switch.
Yeah.
So, it, like, you put the whole thing in there with the controllers docked on it, but it has, like, little handles on it. That seems nice.
We also just make normal controllers that you can pair.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah.
We have a little controller. Not a whole separate controller, but I think we have, like, the pro controller where you dock them into the thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. It's definitely fun. So.
We got off another on a little, but, you know.
Going back to the actual topic of this, gaming and relationships. We've said it before, we'll say it again. We're bad at games, okay?
Very bad.
But sometimes there's a little type of game that you may have played a lot of in some sort of context that you are actually really, really good at. Mm-hmm. So It is very fun to me because I just go into games assuming, like, if Ben and I are playing together, like, he's just going to be better at them than me.
Same.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I think it was Mario Kart. I have played a lot of Mario Kart. Like, we had Game Boy Advance SPs growing up, mm-hmm. and I have played some freaking Mario Kart, okay? And so when we got the Switch and we're playing Mario Kart, it was very nice to just win. Be like, yes, to literally, like, Elwood's, what, like, it's hard on stuff? Like, it was, whew, it was so good.
That and would then, not be me.
I think it was maybe like Mario Galaxy or something. I don't remember what it was. I want to say I felt like a vintage game for some reason, but it wasn't. But there was this weird level where you like are like a dolphin or something. It was like a water race kind of thing. I'll have to figure out what it was. And Ben
it was
played
a Barbie game.
Right. Well, so Ben was playing this game and there was like this water race kind of thing. And he was doing all right. I mean, like he was getting to the end of the race or whatever. And I was like, oh, like that looks kind of cool. Like, can I give it a try? Literally, first try, beat his fastest time by like 3-4 seconds. Like,
yeah, you did, girl.
By like a notable time where it was like, there you go. You can have that back. And it just is like, it's things like that where I'm like, in some other games, most other games, he kicks my ass every single time if we're playing competitively or comparing anything. Literally playing freaking Palia, doing the little jumping puzzle crap that they just introduced, you know, a couple months ago. And I literally was like, oh, I can't get to this thing. And so Ben came in and he was like, oh, what you doing? Because that's what it was. That's what I was yelling about and slamming my mouse on is because I was getting pissed off playing that game. And he came in and got the little treasure chest I was trying to get to just on the first try of this game that he's literally never played before. And I was like,
well, that's what I was going to say. The inverse of, you know, what you said is it's really nice to be able to, like, when I was playing Tears of the Kingdom and I was going into the shrines and have to do, like, the little puzzle things. Like, there's one shrine that has, you know, that marble game that you would play on the computer where you have to tilt the thing and make the marble go in the hole and you can't fall off. I was in that shrine and I don't have a lot of, like, I'm not a grindy video game person. I'm not going to fail at something over and over. Like, that is a terrible time for me. So it's nice to be able to go, ooh, so I just pick up the whole Switch and I go to Jacob and I'm just like, beat this for me. And then he does. And it's like, yes, now I can move on with my life.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's fun. I love being married to a gamer. It's so fun.
Yeah. I mean, it has its downsides, especially if you're married to a WoW player, but
yeah. Please. Even last night, I got out of the shower and I was watching TikToks in the closet, you know, while I was trying to decide what pajamas I was going to wear.
Because that's a productive way to decide things.
Yeah, you know. And, you know, I was doing just girly things, just sitting in my towel for a half hour doing nothing, you know. And for context, so we have a 2-story house and to get to my closet is like the closest thing to like the inside of a Nautilus shell in our entire house. Like you literally, there's one door to the bedroom. So you go through that and you turn into the bathroom and then you turn it down a little hallway where the toilet is. And then you are in my closet, which where I was, you also have to turn to get into like into a walk-in closet. So I'm literally like coiled up in the bottom floor of my house. Ben's office is upstairs. And then our bathroom door was also closed. And so Ben is upstairs playing games. And I think I had actually paused the TikToks to put on pajamas. And I heard
him yell.
The thing
you went into the shower to do.
Yeah. I heard him yell so loud that I literally came out into the living room and I was like, are you okay? Like I yelled up there and he didn't answer. And I was like, kind of worried. And then I can hear his little keyboard clicking and clacking. I'm like, okay, well, he's not dead, obviously. So like, he's probably fine. But the other thing he does too, this is not like a typical game, but Ben plays a lot of chess, or he used to play it a lot, and he would play with one of our other friends, and they'd play against each other, you know, on an app. And this man does not, like, the differentiation between how I think he would yell if he fell down the stairs and broke all of his limbs, and when he commits to a move in chess and then realizes half a second later that he probably could have done something better, the differentiation between those two yells, there is none. It's the same yell. The way I have literally run across the house and been like, oh my God, like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I just made a bad move in chess. And I'm like, I am going to throw you off of the ledge in our house if you do that again. Like, if you're going to yell like that, I'm going to make it worth
yell
it.
Yell
like,
a different way so literally, I know you're alive.
Yeah. Or, like, when you yell, I feel like we've had this conversation before, but, like, if you're going to yell about it, at least put some context in it. Like, don't just be like, God damn it. Like, at least be like, oh, chess. So I at least know, like, that's what it's about. You know? Yeah, and I want to say it too, I think you're probably less competitive, but that's the other downside to being in a gamer relationship, is when you're competitive, and I'm really competitive, and then Ben is, like, Ben's pretty competitive, but he's a little bit more chill about it sometimes, and it works out for him, because he almost always beats me, so he gets to win while he's competitive, which is great. I just get mad, because I'll lose, and I'm constantly trying to win, you know, and I'm always overconfident, and then when Ben starts losing, he takes it really hard. He does not like to lose. And, like, I'm not the kind of person that's just going to let him win. You know? Yeah. I'm like, fine, if you're going to lose and be in a bad mood about it, whatever.
I'm going to dominate you.
I don't care. I'm going to win.
Yeah.
So that's an entirely different, like, side of, like, navigating games in a relationship. Is like, what hill are you willing to die on for this?
Right.
You know?
Well, I don't know, I've mentioned it a few times. I think that comes out a lot when we're playing Baldur's Gate together.
Like, yeah.
If I die in it, I'm like, ugh, it feels really bad. Because then it's like, okay, now I have to go. Jacob has to come and heal me. And he's like, why'd you die again? I'm like, because the guy
hit me. Why do you think I died?
Yeah. How else? I don't know. A little fairy came and he just poofed me out of it. You were standing right there. You know how I died.
You know how I died. Literally.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I just imagine you being like, oh, but the whole time he's like, just shamefully like, okay, well, what did we learn? Oh, man. Yeah. No, it's fun. I'm glad that we helped somebody find this sort of dynamic. It's so exciting.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So, yeah, if anybody needs any advice on how to coexist with a gamer, you know, let us know. Yeah. We can give advice on that.
I do a lot of
coexisting,
so.
Yes. Same seas.
A lot of experience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Well, you got any other thoughts about gaming and how that impacts your relationship?
Probably it only not makes it better on here. Just kidding.
Well, cool. Thank you guys so much for listening. And if you're, you know, dating or married to a gamer and have your own fun little gamer stories, you know, tell us, because that it's always fun hearing about other people's relationships and, like, funny little things like that, you know? But yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you on our next episode. Bye.
Bye.